Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Friday, the 18th of July, recording at 8:34 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, this being Friday, this is the big picture long-term outlook for the various asset classes. But first, let's have a quick review of the week. And my goodness, what a week it was. A pivotal week. You could really describe it as all change, in the sense that what was going down has started to go up, and what was going up has started to come down. More specifically, in terms of global stock markets, we've seen the least action in Asia, although we have certainly seen some steadying among stock markets. In Europe, this is a big story, and we have seen, after declines of, my goodness, 8 to 10 consecutive weeks on the downside for many of these indices, we have seen a number of weekly upside key reversals. And anybody who's attended the chart seminar will know that that's an important signal. And I hope those of you who haven't attended the chart seminar will find time to do so in the not too distant future, because I think you'd find it extremely useful and also enjoyable. Basically, it's a big upward dynamic off the lows, and you can read about it in terms of description of a key day reversal in the chart, in the comment of the day. It's going to be in there somewhere. But basically, what these do is that they signal the end of climactic selling. And so effectively what happened is, let me run through the review here first. Number of weekly upside keys in the European stock markets. I think we'll probably have the same on Wall Street, but let's let it play out. The day isn't quite complete in here, although Wall Street's currently on the upside as I speak modestly. The other big factors in here, downside weekly keys on government bonds. That includes at least the U.S. 10-year Treasury, the gilts, U.K. gilts, and also Euro Bund futures. And crude oil, big downward dynamic by crude. That's huge. That's the story of the week, really. That's what set up the rallies in stock markets. And as I speak, we have seen crude, it had bounced early in the day up to just above 132, small bounce, but is currently down for the fourth straight day in a row at 128.94, having taken out some important lows. And precious metals, which had been firm prior to these changes, have continued to react. Gold is down a couple of dollars at 955.50. Other precious metals weaker accordingly. Interestingly, and I don't expect gold to hit a new high before the autumn in all probability, before the year-end quarter in all probability, because as I said, platinum's been underperforming here. And again, I've mentioned before that this is a period of seasonal quieter performance by gold. The U.S. dollar it went down at the beginning of the week a little bit and steadied up, but it's been really fairly quiet. Soft commodities, a bigger story. We've had some fairly sharp downward moves today. So you get the picture. Stock markets that were all moving down have checked those declines with some dramatic signals. We can say that government bonds, which were all moving up, have checked bond futures, that is, long-dated government bond futures, have checked those advances with downside dynamics. And we have also seen the commodities, which were the hottest game in town. Those are suffering some selling pressure, particularly where we had seen the biggest gains. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, minimum, and I've been saying it since really Wednesday that the medium-term rally had commenced. We've known that stock markets are oversold for really quite some time, but I wondered out loud in these audios about what the actual catalyst was going to be for a recovery, and then said the one that would really be important would be crude oil. And of course, that's what we've seen. So crude oil and global stock markets being on that seesaw, crude oil opposite ends of that seesaw, so that every time crude oil went up, stock markets came down, and vice versa, although we hadn't seen crude come down very much. And when it went up, stock markets in the last couple of months had come down a whole lot further than crude oil had gone up. So stock markets really became exceptionally oversold, as mentioned. We had seen climactic activity. We had a little bit of acceleration last week, and these very persistent declines. They were very steep, but they were rivetingly consistent week after week. We were just seeing them knocked back. Obviously, causing some exceedingly bearish sentiment in the markets. Then late last week and Monday and Tuesday of this week we saw some downward acceleration, climactic activity, the big upside keys. That puts a floor under the stock markets, and I think we're going to get a technical rally in here that will be better than most people are currently expecting. And what will be very, well, let me carry on with that. What do I mean by that? Well, I think it should last at least a month or two. Now, the duration of this rally will depend in part on what's happened to other markets. I'd mentioned previously that it was as if the world was on an oil standard, psychologically at least. So if some great supply shock occurred and crude oil raced up again, that would cut the rallies short. Conversely, if this is the medium-term correction in crude oil that I've been looking for evidence of and finally saw it on Tuesday with that big downward dynamic, not to mention the subsequent follow-through, then we should get a better stock market rally overall. Well, some people are saying, what about all that depression, Great Depression talk and so on? Well, a little bit of hyperbole in that, and emotion. Well, they two do go together, don't they? So, I think that's an exaggeration, particularly when the IMF is upgrading growth prospects slightly for a number of economies. So, the important point is we have a tradable rally here in global stock markets. That's the way I've positioned myself, including again today when I bought some of the JII, that's the JP Morgan Indian Investment Trust, because the Indian market is hammered down. I also bought recently some DAX futures and some S&P futures. I'll probably almost certainly open more positions as the rally goes on. I have a few Mistel Bull and a few Asian positions that I had held onto in my trading account. But the JII is the first position that tracks one of the big holdings in my long-term personal investment account. Okay, is it the end of the bear market? Well, it would be premature to say that. Could it be? Yes, it could. It could. We certainly haven't got the end of the bad news. And I expect that to go on for really quite some time. That's my caution. And this, we certainly have, they still have the inflation problems. And the technical rally that's commenced this week may well embolden central banks to think that they can go on talking tough regarding inflation for a bit longer. We will see. But what I don't want to do is to try to make some big sort of grandstand forecast here. All of these stock markets virtually are in overall downward trends. There is overhead supply. It would take quite a while to offset all that. The most important thing that I can say now definitively is that we have very clear evidence that a medium-term technical rally has commenced. Now, the extent and quality of that rally we can monitor every day. And already some of those rallies are knocking on the March lows. In other words, where March lows are broken in the US and in a number of the European markets, we've already seen bounces back very close to those levels. So if we get downside failures with stock market indices pushing back up into those January March ranges, that would again be an encouraging technical development. But I want to emphasize that we will still need a longer convalescence, I think, in terms of support building, base building, before we can be more confident about sustained gains in stock markets. Again, I repeat this crucial point, we have seen very, very good signals technically in here this week in the last 3 days, and these have occurred against the background of some extreme bearish sentiment, any way you want to measure it, except perhaps the VIX. There's always something that doesn't quite conform to people's expectations, but we had record short selling, and we had, of course, advisor sentiment was so exceptionally bearish. Now, what's going to go up the most? Well, obviously, the positions where the shorts have been operating, thus the explosive moves on the upside by banks. But banks are lead indicators, and it was when the banks broke downwards in May, I think it was, through their March lows, that I really got that uh-oh feeling. You know, this is going to be worse in here. So I've always described the banks as lead indicators. Right now, banks are leading on the upside, and that is important. Now, we are also seeing, one of the evident signs of capitulation that we saw is that the sectors that had been holding out the most, that would be oil service companies, food companies, the top quality industrial miners, they were kind of the last to fall in here, and they probably won't turn right around immediately because people are concentrating on the most oversold sectors and shares, and there really are some extremely oversold sectors, house buildings, and so on. A point I want to emphasize is that while it's quite logical that the shares that went down the most had the biggest short positions and will bounce the most, at least initially, that not all sectors and shares in here are equal. And once we get past the short covering, and then things settle down and go into a support building phase, there'll be far more questions asked about financial shares, I believe, than there will about some of the world-class miners which have pricing power. But we will see, as they say. Meanwhile, I expect to see a continued outflow of money from the safe haven, so-called, long-dated government bonds or government bonds in general, and therefore I'm positioned with a short position there, although I came in too soon in that short position. But my point really for you is that I expect these long-dated government bond prices to weaken in here as stock markets go up. I think it's pretty clear that we do have the medium-term correction underway in the price of crude oil, so that will weigh on energy stocks quite likely in the short term because they had gone up so much, so much. But crude will fall more than most of those shares, I suspect. Now, I know I've said in the past that we needed a move below $120 to confirm that this was a medium-term correction, and that's still true, but I've seen enough. It's been dynamic enough in terms of this downward reaction to signal to me that this is a medium-term correction. Now, I did mention that to offset that, we would have to have a dramatic supply shock. Now, I don't think another Nigerian terrorist incident or another bit of bellicosity between Israel and Iran is likely to provide that, and we may not even have that anyway. I think it would take something really quite major to revive this rally in crude right now. Now, I don't think that the bull market in crude, the secular bull market in crude, is over. I've said that on so many occasions, but I have been looking for a medium-term correction, and it's likely to be lengthy, and I think it has begun. We've heard endless talk and seen endless articles on peak oil. Now, peak oil is a theory. It's not one that I would dismiss lightly. I don't dismiss it, but the fact, I say it's still a theory, the fact right now is that we have virtually seen peak demand, and that the demand was just barely growing, and that was because of the high price of crude oil, which hits consumption and encourages substitution wherever possible. And that drive to increase substitution, I think, will continue. I would be surprised if crude oil went much below $100. If it did, I don't think it would actually maintain it. And in a way, I don't think we want that because we need crude oil to stay high enough to encourage the development of the alternative fuels. But that's another subject. And I mentioned on the food commodities, and pretty well all commodities that had seen good gains, they are reacting now because of the oil price. But oil will become less influential. Oil will become less influential relatively soon. While it was pushing up, it was threatening everything, not least the prospect of a global recession. And that risk has certainly been pushed into the background. I feel there's still quite a high recession risk in the US and the UK, and Ireland's in recession. Some of the other European economies are in recession. In the US, the only thing that's kept it out of recession is the strength of some of those multinationals. But anybody who's looking at house prices, looking at what's happening in retailing in the United States, looking at the rising unemployment, this is all a pretty negative story. So that's going to keep interest rates low, as we know, and there are some powerful recessionary forces in that economy. But again, stock markets have discounted a whole lot of that, and as and when central banks feel that they can stop publicly targeting inflation and instead target GDP growth, well, that's when I think we will really be on a more certain footing in terms of stock markets beyond just a technical rally. And I think that's what about the US dollar here? I think if we get another market-related crisis that is not an exogenous event. What's an exogenous of what do I mean by the exogenous events? I mean, if we had some sort of horrendous earthquake, if we had some huge meteor land, somewhere close to a large population area. If we had some ecological disaster that's horrendous that I'm not going to be forecasting, if we had something like that, could change the outlook. But basically, I mean, I'm not in the business of forecasting that. I mention them only on the basis that I think what we actually have now is an environment where we are seeing the provisional signs in raw material prices of medium-term corrections that will cause those inflationary pressures to ease, not immediately, but I think probably by year-end. I say not immediately because even though crude oil's coming off, there will still be price increases in the pipeline for a while longer. But the U.S. dollar I was talking about, and I think that the dollar can range for a little while longer. But if we get a market scare in here, that's not some exogenous event, which, as I've already said, I'm not going to forecast. I don't think it will be crude oil. We've had the crude oil scare. I think we're now getting the medium-term correction. The greatest risk out there that I can see is that the dollar takes out its lows and starts to accelerate down. That is going to remain a possibility. But it hasn't happened yet. We're still in the range. The dollar steadied a bit this week, and the immediate big story is the stock market technical rally. We have only seen the beginning of it. Meanwhile, it's been an exciting week, an exhausting week, perhaps, for many of you. It's been a difficult time recently. I think we can probably all relax a little bit more this weekend. That's what I intend to do, and I hope you do as well. Take in a good opera as well. I'm going to do that as also. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.